We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
He is on the line with us right now from Football Outsiders, all the way from the West Coast.
Oh.
Is Vince Bierhei. How you doing, Vince?
I'm doing great, fellas. How you doing this morning?
Well, Vince, I'll just start with what we just rolled out because I was reading all the stuff you guys did. Why don't you stop by telling us what Football Outsiders is, Vince?
Well, real quick, in a nutshell, our head honcho, Aaron Schatz, founded the site, I think it was 2003, right when the Patriots were starting to get going with the Super Bowl run. He saw a reporter say, the old cliche, you need to establish the run to win, and he decided to test that theory. So he broke down every play. Put every play from the season into a computer, started analyzing it. He found out that's not really true. And things kind of steamrolled from there. So what we do is, or what Aaron still does, is take every play from every game of every season, feed that into a computer, and analyze one play at a time which teams are really winning.
Wow.
And which teams are kind of just padding stats meaninglessly.
You guys love football. Vince, you guys love football, don't you? Wow. All right, so, well, let me start with the good stuff that I read at Football Outsiders. What I really liked is how well you guys ended up saying Jason Kelce did this year. He has been proclaimed by your group the best offensive lineman of the 2017 season. Tell us what went into that decision, Vince.
Well, that was, we just did our reader awards, so that's, I'll take credit for the compliment, but really the compliment goes to our readers, and it was an open-ended question. It was not multiple choice. It was a write-in vote. Name for each reader. Name your two votes for the best offensive lineman of the year, and Jason Kelce finished first, and Lane Johnson finished second.
Wow!
Yeah, that was an amazing thing. But when was the vote taken, Vince?
Vote was taken. That's actually a good question. During the playoffs, I think we closed it right before the Super Bowl.
Okay.
To be honest, off the top of my head, I'm not sure exactly when, but it was after the regular season ended. Was when voting began. I'm not sure when it closed. We ran that awards piece just last week.
All right, so and Kelce did great out great, right? I realize these are people voting, but these are people voting who really love the way you guys break games out. So I'm guessing they are into the analytics part of the game themselves. Right, Vince? That's what I would think.
Well, I would certainly like to think so. You know, I would like to think our fans are knowledgeable, and also that, you know, if you're going to read and study as much football as we and they do, you're also going to watch a lot of football. There's a point to all this. It's not just numbers on a spreadsheet. At the end of the day, it's all about what happens on the field.
All right, Vince, and also the most deserving offensive player left off the original Pro Bowl roster. Kelce doubled it. He had twice as many votes as anybody else. So Kelce got a lot of love from you guys. Were they hearing, the people that follow Football Outsiders, Vince, were they hearing good stuff about Kelce from you guys all year? Is that where they base some of this on?
You know, I honestly take credit for that. I don't think we spent more attention to the Eagles' offensive line than we did any others. We have one offensive line analyst writing for our site every week. His name is Ben Muth. He went to Stanford. He was an All-Pac-10 wow. offensive lineman back in the day. But he did not really focus on the Eagles until the playoffs. It's then. He was looking at other teams during the season. So I don't think this is anything we did to influence the voters. I don't think the Eagles have a larger share of our fan base than any other team significantly. I think it's just our readers watch a lot of football. And I think they decided Jason Kelce did his job best.
Hey, Vince, I'm very curious. This has nothing to do with where you guys break down, but I just want to ask you, since we're on Kelce, what'd you think of his speech at the rally?
Oh, I thought it was great.
Rhea? See, this is 3,000 miles away. The best? You said the best?
Yeah. I mean, how many times ever do you have an offensive lineman with that kind of high profile for doing something positive, you know?
See that?
I live in Seattle. When we're talking about offensive linemen, we're angry and cursing.
Wow, I imagine. The other positive one was Howie Roseman. And I know this was from your voters, but you guys really think that he was the best executive in football this year. Vince, why do you think that's true, if indeed you do?
Well, to be honest, I was neutral on it until I started doing the write-up on the results.
Right.
And then when I looked at everything he did, I was like, holy cow, you're right. He absolutely deserved this. Because, frankly, that award often just goes to whoever wins the Super Bowl just because they won the Super Bowl. When you look at what Howie Roseman had to do in the past 2 years, really, it goes back to the Carson Wentz trade, had to have the cojones to make that move. But then everything he had to do this year, he had to rebuild the entire wide receiver core. He had to have the presence of mind to say, hey, we need a good backup. Let's go get Nick Foles. He had to, when Darren Sproles gets hurt, he has to adjust on the fly. Let's make a mid-season trade. Let's go get Jay Ajayi so we still have some kind of running game. He had depth everywhere. When Jason Peters got hurt, they had the backup whose name I will not try to pronounce, but he's very good at his job. They had depth
Big
everywhere
thing.
And answers everywhere. And in fact, I'll tell you something. I was just writing a piece on each team in the NFC East's biggest need going into this offseason. It hasn't even published yet. And when I was breaking down the Eagles roster, it's hard. Even by the standards of a Super Bowl champion, usually there's something where you can say, when Seattle won the Super Bowl, they still need a lineman. When New England won the Super Bowl, they still need defenders. I'm looking at this Eagles roster trying to find a hole. It's not easy to do.
Oh, Vince, you are speaking up. We're falling in love with you and Football Outsiders, Vince. We don't have any holes out.
Yeah, no.
Vince, how do you do that in 2 years where you had a 4-12 team? That's amazing. It's amazing what he accomplished. Let me get to one other thing, right? Because I do want to argue with you about one thing. And this is kind of like, it really gets in my craw. Because the NFL head coach of the year, this is the vote of the subscribers to Football Outsiders. Sean McVay wins easily with 38.7%. Bill Belichick is second with 24%. And Doug Peterson is third with 22%. Vince, who was the best coach in the NFL this year?
Well, I hope we've all enjoyed our little love affair we've had here, because I'm going to say that I would have voted for Sean McVay.
Wow. That hurt. That hurt. That hurt bad, Vince.
I hope that someday you'll find the strength to carry on. And,
hey, Vince, did you happen to catch the Super Bowl when your second best guy was beaten by the third best guy? And McVay was nowhere to be found?
Well, that happened. I can't argue with it. Everything you said is true. The reason I would have voted for McVay is less what happened in 2017 and more what he took over from 2016. Because that Rams team was a mess, and that quarterback he inherited was a joke. Jared Goff, in 2016, as the first overall pick, when you include sacks, he averaged less than 4 yards of pass play. It was the worst of any quarterback since Akili Smith in 2000.
So all right, but wait a minute, Vince. I agree with what you're saying. It's amazing what happened to Goff. Pretty amazing what was going on with Wentz before he got hurt. And then our coach, after Wentz got hurt, still found a way to win the Super Bowl. Isn't that a better coaching job than a guy who brought along Goff and proved that he could be a terrific NFL quarterback? To me, we won the big prize. That doesn't matter?
Well, you take the whole thing into context. I mean, if you just want to say that he's the best coach because they won the Super Bowl, then we may as well just hand them make Nick Foles the season MVP.
Did you happen to see the Philly special? How many coaches called that play?
I will tell you guys, you can follow me on Twitter. It is at @FO_VVerhi. I live, when that happened, I referred to it as the dopest touchdown of all time.
That was a dope call.
Yeah, it's a historical play.
I mean, Vince, we're going to have to disagree on this one, but Doug is not getting any love with any of these Coach of the Year awards, and he won the Super Bowl with a team that was 7-9 last year. I'm amazed he's not getting more love. Even you don't sound like you love him.
It's not marriage. I can love more than one candidate here.
Vince, I do like talking to you. Vince,
I love that guy in L.A. a little more, that's all.
All right, Vince, how do people, if people want to become Football Outsiders, what do they have to do?
Hey, it's quick, easy, and free. You just point your browser to footballoutsiders.com. We've got new content every day during the season. Of course, the season's over. It's going to be a little slower these days, but we do have updates on every team. Like I say, I got my piece on the biggest hole on every team in the NFC, NFC East, coming up later today. You'll want to check that out just to see what I found as any kind of flaw on this Eagles team.
I love it. Vince, you're terrific, man. Thank you, and thank you to the Football Outsiders for that. I really enjoyed it. Thanks, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.